So in Bethlehem, where Jerome and the brothers were living together to learn to follow the way of Jesus, a wounded lion came to stay. And when the brothers had helped heal that lion's paw, it seemed the lion wanted to stay. So they gave him a job of taking care of and protecting the donkey when the donkey needed to go out in the fields and graze and drink fresh water and rest. Sometimes the donkey worked hard hauling wood, but when the donkey was resting, the lion was in charge of making sure that nothing bad happened to the donkey. And the lion did this job extremely well for many, many days. And then one day it was so warm and sunny and relaxing out there in the meadows away from the bustle of Bethlehem that the lion fell asleep while the donkey was grazing. And while the lion was sleeping, a caravan of merchant and traders came by on their way to Egypt, and they took the donkey. So when the lion woke up, he was horrified to see the donkey was missing. He ran all around, looked everywhere he could think of, and couldn't find the donkey. He spent all day looking, and finally, when the sun was about to set, he went back to the place where the brothers lived and came to the door with his head hanging down in shame. He felt terrible about losing the donkey. But of course, he had no way to tell the people what had happened, and they assumed that the lion had gotten hungry and eaten the donkey. They didn't have any evidence for this accusation, but they knew that lions were predators, and they just imagined that was probably what had happened. And so they started saying to the lion, "Go away, we don't want you here anymore." But the lion wouldn't leave. And so Jerome said to all the brothers, "Let us not be unkind to the lion who has sought refuge here. We're going to continue treating him as a member of our community, and we're going to let him do the work that the donkey was doing. So we'll make a harness so that he can pull the sticks and the branches for our firewood." And so the donkey took up this task, and he did it every single day. And then whenever he wasn't hauling wood for the community, he was out looking for the donkey. He looked and he looked. No sign. Weeks went by. Finally, one day, the lion was up on a hill looking around to see what he might see, and he saw a caravan of traders and merchants coming north from Egypt. He saw the people, and he saw the line of camels, and there at the front, leading the line of camels, was his donkey. And so he went running out to the caravan, roaring and growling and looking as fierce as he possibly could. He wasn't going to hurt anybody, but he wanted to chase those traders and merchants away from the camels, and that's exactly what happened. They saw this scary lion running at them, and they headed for the forest. And so the lion was able to round up those camels and the donkey and sort of herd them back to the gate of the place where all the brothers lived. So they were amazed to open the gate and see all these camels loaded down with stuff, and there was their donkey. And so Jerome came and said, "Well, bring them all in, take their heavy burdens off their backs, wash their feet, brush their fur, give them fresh water to drink and hay to eat, and let's just wait and see what God might yet teach us today." So after a while, there came a timid little knocking at the gate. When they opened the door, there were those merchants and traders, and they were all red in the face and sort of afraid to look up, and they were just mortified with embarrassment. They said, "We are so sorry that we stole your donkey. It wasn't right of us to do that." And Jerome said, "You're right. It is well to enjoy the things that you possess, but it's not right to take things that belong to someone else. But we accept your apology. Please come in. We've prepared a feast for you. We'd like you to eat. When you're refreshed, you can take your camels and go on your way." And the captain of the merchants and traders said, "You know, we've been in Egypt to get oil. We took things down and sold them, and in exchange we got this oil that we're taking back north. We want to give you half of all of our oil so that you can use it here where you're serving God. It can light your lamps at the nighttime." And Jerome said, "Well, you're the ones who made the investment. You made the journey. You sold your goods. It would be an awfully heavy burden on you if we were to take half of what you have earned. We can get along without oil for our lamps if we need to." But the captain said, "Unless you accept this gift of oil given in the name of Jesus Christ, we cannot accept your hospitality offered in the name of Jesus Christ." And so they came to an agreement that the merchants and traders would give half of their oil to the community for its use in serving God. And the brothers laid out the feast, and the merchants and traders ate and were refreshed. And this happened not only in this particular year, but every year to come. Whenever the merchants and traders went down to Egypt and back, they stopped to give gifts at the monastery and enjoy a feast and a blessing with the brothers. And each and every one of those brothers, each in their own quiet way in those next few days, took time to go to the lion personally and say, you know, I'm sorry that we made such wrong assumptions about you. We're sorry for thinking that you had eaten the donkey. And so life went on, happy and well, serving God in that place together. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Kehlani, you're kind of far away. Do you want to come closer where you can? Ben and Christian, Angelina, let's all hold hands. Oh, good. Okay. Gracious God, in our daily lives, in our families and with our schoolmates and with our friends, you teach us patience and understanding and generosity. We thank you for teaching us that at your table, everyone is welcome. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.